Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Southern Miss fans know the number one stop for Golden Eagle apparel is Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. Baseball, basketball, football, Campus Bookmart has it covered with clothing to fit the young and old, big and small Golden Eagle in your family. You can visit the store on Hardy Street, shop online at campusbookmart.net, or call in your order and have it mailed to your front door. However you choose to buy, always visit Campus Bookmart first. You won't be sorry. Campus Bookmart and Southern Miss, to the top.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
We're glad that you are on the Super Talk Mississippi network of stations or online, wherever you might be listening. This is the Eagle Hour from the Southern Bancorp Studio in Hattiesburg. I'm Kelly Sander, along with my colleague Dima Mixon, producer engineer Michael Mergens. To join us here in just a moment, a post-draft interview with Nico Mazza, a great pitcher for Southern Miss, soon to be a San Francisco Giant. Nico will be joining us here in just a moment. This segment brought to you by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. You know, so much is made of the great meat selections at Dickey's, but when you're talking about tailgating, small group, big group, whatever, to me what stands out about Dickey's is the wide variety of side dishes.
Totally agree.
Whether you want to eat healthy or make your cardiologist really happy, they've got just about anything that you can choose from.
Their mac and cheese is spot on.
See, mine is the cream spinach.
Okay, you like that?
I like the cream spinach. But Dickey's can help you with your tailgating, and we appreciate what they do for Southern Miss. Again, Nico Mazza joins us from Madison, Mississippi, where that's his hometown. And, of course, being from Madison, we know that playing Major League Baseball, he won't need the money. being from Madison.
Hope he's still on the line.
Yeah. Eighth round pick of the San Francisco Giants. Actually, the last Golden Eagle that was taken by the San Francisco Giants was Trey Sutton.
Wow.
Back in the 2008 draft. And of course, Trey Sutton, now the head coach at West Jones High School. Nico, in 18 games this year, a 9-3 record with a 3.99 ERA and 95 strikeouts and just 90 and a third innings of work, new math or old, that is more than one strikeout per inning. And Nico, from all of us to you, congratulations, well deserved, and good for you. Take us through the timeline of when you got the call and how much communication you had with any of the teams before you finally got the official call.
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, thank y'all for having me on, and I'll always be I might be a Giant now, but I'll always be a Golden Eagle. But taking you through the day, started off early. I slept in, but I knew the draft started at 1, and I probably wasn't going to go towards the top of the first, probably at least not in the third round. So I was sitting upstairs in my room, not even with my family yet, and I was just playing video games and trying to do anything to honestly keep my mind off the draft. And my phone starts ringing. And I look, my girlfriend was in the room with me. One of my best friends, Matthew Russo, was in town. So they were both here. And I just started looking. We made eye contact like, oh, my gosh. I mean, no one expected this. But it was just one of my friends from back home wanting to go play pickleball. So that it was a jump scare. It was a jump scare early in the day. That's really what started it off. But, honestly, it was a dream come true, a day that many young kids dream about. I know that was a dream come true for me.
Now, obviously, the Giants were the ones to pull the trigger, but prior, not just draft weekend, but you know, toward the end of this past season, were major league teams in touch with you? A lot of us are certainly are not privy to what goes down in those situations. How much are other teams calling you? You know, asking you for workouts for them. Kind of tell us about your experience.
So I've been in contact with scouts pretty much since my senior year of high school. Just talking, whether it was last year at the end of the season, this fall, I've talked to a bunch of different teams, and one team that I really had never talked to was the San Francisco Giants. So that really surprised me when my advisor at the time called me and was telling me that, hey, the Giants are thinking about taking you here. Because honestly, until the guy after the draft called me, I didn't even know the local scout's name, which was I thought was crazy. But, everything happens for a reason, and I'm glad it did.
That is interesting, because you'd think the people who made contact with you were following up for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, that that you might be in their uniform a little bit later on. So tell us about the communication you've had with the Giants so far.
It hasn't been very much, honestly, since the the day I got drafted. I guess I just have to wait to get my contract, and that looked over by both myself and my family, as long with my advisors and I guess now agents. So get that contract rolling, and then I'm sure they'll ship me out. Like I said, get on a flight to Arizona.
Nico, you know, your last few outings, and I know you've said that scouts have been looking at you for a long time and for a good reason. But I just remember you coming off that field after that complete game in the Knoxville Regional, and you joked with us about the last time you threw 120 pitches, you got disqualified in high school. Long way from that, right? Coming in now, you're drafted in an MLB prospect.
Yeah, I mean, that was all jokes. I hope my high school coach didn't catch too much criticism or strays off that comment, because it's I'd do anything for him. But now that I know that was my last outing in a Southern Miss uniform, nothing more really that I could ask for. The way to end my Southern Miss career, it really put the cherry on top. I'd do anything to for the Golden Eagles, honestly. It was the best time of my life, best experiences I've ever had.
And what is it like going into the major leagues with the Southern Miss faithful all behind you? You have so many people who are now rooting for you, and seeing a player get drafted is always just so exciting as a Southern Miss fan.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. I know that they'll always have my back, and they'll always be cheering for me. I've spent the last two and a half days just trying to respond to all the text or the messages and the support that I've gotten from the Southern Miss fans, even though that they knew I had a chance of coming back. But the support, knowing that I'm leaving, is just incredible, and something I'll forever be grateful for.
Now, I wanted to ask you about the decision-making process, Nico. Obviously, as highly as you went, you're going to go. That's a no-brainer. But did you get to talk with your family, your agent, et cetera, about, okay, if this doesn't go like we hope, all right, because you got to plan one way or the other, right? And I'm not asking you to divulge a round number or anything like that, but was there a certain round number where you said, if I don't get picked in this many rounds, I would come back to Southern Miss, or was it wide open? You didn't make any commitment one way or the other.
No, absolutely. It was even where I got drafted, it was a very tough decision for me. I put so much value in playing baseball at Southern Miss no matter what the offer was, I could have been the first pick overall in the draft, and it's still been a tough decision for me, just because that's how much I cherish my time, and I've enjoyed my time at Southern Miss. And even in the eighth round, the 238th pick, that made me question it. I mean, obviously I had talked it over and with my family and agents before, that maybe if I got this certain number, if I got drafted in this round, then yeah, it's probably in my best interest to go. But that was never a guarantee that I wasn't gonna be a Southern Miss Golden Eagle again.
How much of a testament is that to the program of Southern Miss baseball?
It's so much of a testament. I know it was going to be a hard decision for anybody who got drafted. I've had many conversations with former baseball players. I've had to talk to Justin Storm a good bit, go like leading into the draft about what he wanted to do, because I know he loved Southern Miss and bled the black and gold as much as I did. I just wanted, I guess, a little clarity and clearness of mind that if I do leave this place that I've loved so much and I've poured so much into, that it's still going to be okay.
Nico Mazza is our guest. He is soon to be in the San Francisco Giants organization, the Southern Miss pitcher drafted by the San Francisco Giants in the 8th round, and we're so proud and glad for him. And I know all of us join in that, in that discussion. But one of the other pieces of the puzzle here, Nico, that a lot of people really don't think about is, look, it's every kid's dream, it seems to me, to be able to pitch in the bigs, right? So to me, of course, I'm certainly not the gifted athlete that you are, but if I'd have been taken in the 20th round, I'd have gone. I mean, it's an opportunity, right? And lots of times people don't think about that. They go, well, why would you leave in the 18th? Because it's an opportunity. You go next year, you could potentially get hurt. You probably won't, but I mean, there's lots of bad things that could happen if a player were to return.
Yeah, absolutely. That is a tough thing about maybe people who've never played baseball or just fans looking in might not understand is that ever since I guess not only myself, but everybody that I know, but we're talking about me. Ever since I was 3 years old, I've always wanted to be a Major League Baseball player, a professional baseball player.
Nico, if you will hold that thought, we're going to continue that on the other side of the commercial break. Nico Mazza, okay. The newest member of the San Francisco Giants. Good for them, bad for Southern Miss, but that's life, right? We'll continue our discussion with Nico Mazza when the Eagle Hour continues in just a moment.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
We're going to get back with Nico Mazza in just a second. This segment of the Eagle Hour brought to you by Campus Bookmart. That's Campus Bookmart with a T. They're open 24 hours a day at campusbookmart.net. Your place to get your Baseburg t-shirts or get ready for football season with all the football swag they've got in there. And all of your Southern Miss trinkets that you might want to shop early for Christmas, get that out of the way when you come to visit for a football game. Pick up everything you need that you can put a Southern Miss logo on. They've got it for you at Campus Bookmart in the bright gold building right across from the main entrance to the university on Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. Kelly Sanner, Dima Mixon, and producer-engineer Michael Mergens with you on this what soon to be looks like a rainy Wednesday. Continuing our discussions with Nico Mazza. Nico, we'll get back to that point about, the risking injury if a player goes back for the next year. But they're going to ship you out to Arizona. You've never been west of the great state of Texas. Yes?
No, I've not.
Wow. So this is the whole country is good. The whole world is your oyster now, kid.
Yeah, absolutely. I spent a summer in Massachusetts in the Cape Cod League after my freshman year, and that was probably the farthest and longest I've been away from home. So,
wow. And Davis Gillespie's up at the Cape this year, is he not?
He is. I think we have a couple guys playing up there.
Okay, that's always kind of the Premier League. If you're pretty much a bona fide draft prospect if they send you to the Cape Cod League. But if you would, you started to talk about the risk of injury if a player does make the decision to go back, and then the reason they would go back would be usually to upgrade their draft stock for the next year. This is to the listeners, all right? You'd go say, well, I'll go back and put up better numbers, and maybe instead of getting drafted in the 14th round, I'd get drafted in the 5th round or something like that. But you go back, there's always that risk then that you could be injured and worsen your draft stock. So this is not an easy decision to make. Kind of pick up where you left off.
Yeah, not at all an easy decision. As long with the risk of getting injured for people like myself and Dalton McIntyre, We're both juniors and only have, like, next year would be our senior year. And unfortunately, baseball works out. It's the only sport that actually, like, puts a bunch of stock in your age and how that plays into your draft stock. So a person with no eligibility, and I'd have been 23 years old at the next draft. So to have no eligibility and 23 years old, I could come back and had a 1 ERA with 150 strikeouts and 100 innings, and probably I wouldn't have signed for nearly what I did this year.
And to further your point, yeah, we talked about how Tennessee and Georgia and some of these schools had really statistically old baseball players for college guys, and that's why you didn't see a lot of them get drafted, is because they're 25, you know, some of them 26 years old, and of course a lot of that goes back to the COVID years and medical red shirts and things like that. But that's a really good point, you know, being 23, you know, years old.
Yeah.
Yep. Something definitely you have to consider when talking to your agents and just throughout the whole draft process.
Nico, how much? Go ahead. Sorry.
I was just saying, like, if in football you can play 4 years, and if you're a good player, then you're still going to get drafted for whatever you want. But baseball, it stinks. It's the only sport that really works that way.
And is that just because of the amount of players who are in the minor leagues, Nico?
I mean, I'd assume, and I guess baseball is the only sport that does have a minor league system, that it might take multiple years for you to get to the major leagues, whereas football and basketball, if you get drafted, you're pretty much on that specific NFL or NBA team.
The great manager Sparky Anderson, who won a world championship with the Cincinnati Reds and Detroit Tigers, once said that right-handed pitchers are like glazed donuts. There's a bunch of them out there. So what, with your skill set, Nico, what do you think was a deal closer for the Giants? And they said, this is our guy. We like him. He's different than other right-handers because why?
See, there's always been pros and cons, I guess, to answer this question for me, because all I've heard my whole life is, oh, he's too small. Like, he's not big enough to maybe pitch in the major leagues or something like that. But with the draft, or the Giants drafting me, they're getting a player who's really going to bring it every day. He's going to really contribute and be a kind of a locker room guy as well. But when I do have that ball and I'm on the mound, that I don't think anybody can touch me when I'm on. And I guess they just know that when I'm out there, I'm going to give it my all, and I'm never really going to leave anything left on the field.
I love that attitude.
Yeah, I like that.
But you know, there are some people out there go, man, and not just you, Nico, but some people say, man, athletes are so, you know, they're so conceited, they're so cocky. But look,
you got to have that attitude to be a pitcher, though.
You do.
Yeah.
Well, actually, if you're going to be good in anything that you do, I mean, you don't think that Tiger Woods thought that he was pretty good?
Yeah, he's like, I know, I'm terrible.
But see, what people don't see is the hours of work that go in,
exactly,
you know, to being, you know, that good. So what do you do now, Nico? You say they're going to ship you off to Arizona, but besides playing the new college football video game, which I guess everybody's doing this week.
It's fun.
So what, are you just going to kind of hang out, catch your breath a little bit?
Before I get flown out to Arizona, I'm just going to spend time with family, friends. That's what I've been trying to do the last couple of days. Just soak in my last little bit of time for a little while here in Madison. But once I get to Arizona, we'll start, I guess, the physical process. I did end up, like you said, throwing 90 innings this year, so I don't know if I'll immediately go off and play in, like, single A or something like that. I might spend some time just building my arm back, getting my arm back in shape, whereas some players that might not have thrown as many innings as I did will go immediately and go play somewhere.
I had asked Cross Civilly about, you know, why he didn't necessarily go anywhere to pitch this summer, and that's what he said. He said, look, I pitched enough during the regular season. I want to, you know, relax a little bit. I think sometimes travel ball parents go a little bit overboard, you know, with overusing their kids' arms, playing fall ball, playing baseball in the summer, you know, all-stars, all that kind of stuff. So word to the wise there, yeah, got arrested a little bit.
Nico, when you look back at your time at Southern Miss, what would you say is, like, one moment that you just look back to and was like, that was just a dang good moment?
Oh, This is one of the toughest questions I've ever been asked. Just because there's been so many. There's been, yeah, whether it was my freshman year winning the regional at home and looking out into the crowd after that, or going back-to-back years winning conference championship, dogpiling, going to Auburn, winning the regional. My career at Southern Miss has been full of just wonderful experiences, and this might be a stock to say, but I wouldn't change it for the world.
And you were under Christian Ostrander as your pitching coach. Just talk about him and the development he has been able to produce at Southern Miss. Consistently, just unbelievable arms.
Yeah, I mean, he's the wizard for a reason. There's nobody in the country that I'd rather have came and pitched under and then played under for me and Coach Oz had a great relationship. I got to spend some time with him yesterday, but he's the man. The proof is in the process. You've seen the kid come out to the mound, be shaky his freshman year, and then he turns into a beast his sophomore and junior year. He does it all. He shows everybody the right way to do it. That's one thing I really like about Southern Miss. Obviously we're good baseball players, but I believe we do it the right way as well.
And I'm sure he was just as thrilled as could be when he found out you got drafted.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had many conversations before the draft. Obviously he would have loved if I would have been able to come back, but he's always going to be in my corner. He's my biggest fan. I'd do anything to play for him.
And you mentioned Dalton McIntyre, and Dalton McIntyre did get drafted by the Atlanta Braves. We'll give you some more details about that in the next segment after we let Nico go. But it's interesting because he actually got drafted by his favorite team, the Atlanta Braves. So that might be more incentive for him to go. I think Southern Miss anticipated that he was going to get drafted by looking at the transfer portal. The young man from Butler is some outfield help. But have you had a chance, you and Dalton had a chance to pick each other's brains about this process and what might happen, what might not happen?
We did a little bit. During the season, honestly, I try to do everything possible to keep my mind off of it, off of the draft. And I know he did the same. We were both focused on doing what we had to do at Southern Miss. But obviously after both draft picks, he texted me, he called, and I texted him after his pick yesterday. But I really haven't been able to talk to him on the phone yet. I know that the draft honestly isn't as sunshine and rainbows as they make it out to be. You're kind of just sitting on the couch waiting all day. And I know he was waiting all day Monday and all day Tuesday until he got picked. So I'm just really excited for him.
Well, you talked about at least you had the video game to play, right?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And from what Dima says, it's quite a game.
Terrific.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the NFL top-tier quarterbacks. If you had to pick the top three in the league, besides Mahomes, we know that he would belong there, but who would be the other two? We'll tell you what CBS Sports thinks. Some surprises along the way. In the meantime, Nico Mazzuc, continued success. Congratulations, man. And we have all become San Francisco Giant fans. Take care.
I will. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Nico Mazzuc on the Eagle Hour, headed to MLB. The Eagle Hour continues in a moment.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
As the rain clouds move into the area here in the Oak Grove by the Oak Grove studio, the Southern Bancorp studio in Hattiesburg, Kelly Sander, Dima Mixon, and Michael Mergens with you on a Wednesday Eagle Hour. This segment brought to you by 4th Street Bar and Grill. You know, Wednesday nights, sometimes Booty, the bartender over there, which is short for Boudreaux, but Booty will sometimes put together a really killer game of trivia. If you like trivia, and I mean, you talk about trivia, but a lot of it sometimes deals with the state of Mississippi, the city of Hattiesburg, things like that. They're always a lot of fun. There's always games going on at 4th Street Bar and Grill, besides the TVs with Southern Miss games. And home of the 1095 Blue Plate Lunch, which includes your soft drink. 4th Street Bar and Grill, a big supporter of Southern Miss. Also, a reminder that the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast can be downloaded at Apple Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or you can just tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. And that's always a lot of fun because when we have guests that are out of town, like Nico Mazza, who was on the show earlier from the Celestial Estate up in Madison, he can download the podcast and his friends could listen to that as well. All right, Dima, your thoughts from you heard the interview with Nico Mazza and updating other Southern Miss draftees. Dalton McIntyre was taken in the 19th round by the Atlanta Braves. So do you think that McIntyre winds up going? And then what does this mean, the fact that Billy Oldham's name was not called out? So now the pieces are starting to move for the 2025 baseball team at Southern Miss. What do you think?
Yeah, well, first of all, I thought it was a great interview with Nico Mazza and just thankful for him to come in on the show. You know, with Dalton, I would say no. Like, I wouldn't expect him to leave if it was any other team other than the Braves. And the reason I say that is because, you know, you live in Mississippi, you know, and you grew up watching the Braves. That's like, if you could play for the Braves, that's like a dream come true, you know. So I would just say that is a different element, I think, in this decision for him than anything. You know, next year, if he's drafted in the 13th or 14th or 15th round to the, I hate to say this, but the Tigers, you know, is that the same as, man, I could go to the Braves right now? And so, and you know, he transferred to Southern Miss to play Major League Baseball. So I would say, if I had to guess, I would say he's probably gone, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. I do think it's a tough decision for him. But I would say if it was the 19th round to any other team, I'd say he's probably back. But I think because it's the Braves, it's interesting.
What would you do?
I would go.
Yeah, no, I would
too. I think
too.
So too. I don't really see a reason why not.
Well, lots of times people, like we were talking before, you go back and have, you know, depending on your leverage, okay, if you're a senior, you don't have any leverage, right, because you don't have any eligibility left. But if you're that junior and you have that extra year, you know, you could threaten the team saying, look, if I don't get the certain round or if I don't get a certain amount of money, you know, I could always go back. But then again, you risk that chance of being hurt. Probably wouldn't get hurt.
But, well, you also risk a chance of having a down year.
Right.
You know, I mean, that, it's not even just getting hurt. Like,
good point.
You know, do you have a chance of not doing as good as you'd like? McIntyre was phenomenal this year. Like, do we think he's going to hit 30 infield singles next season? Like, that's pretty steep, you know? So, I mean, he could. He has the talent to do it, but what if he doesn't? And so, you know, sometimes it's just a gambling game sometimes. And I just think when you get selected in the draft, why would you not?
The proverbial strike while the iron is hot.
Exactly.
Is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Were you surprised that Slade Wilks did not go?
I'm not. Again, I think it's because he's kind of an older player, like we were talking about. He is the power arm. We could see him get some kind of free agency deal. So all that's still on the table. But I wasn't necessarily surprised he wasn't drafted. As far as Billy Oldham, though, I think it really gives Southern Miss fans a lot to look forward to in the 2025 class. When you think of all of the pieces of last year's team that are back on the team, and you have your Friday night ace back. I mean, that's something that I think a lot of fans are going to be really excited about. So you'll have an Oldham on Friday night, you know, and then you can kind of figure out your Saturday, Sunday. Matthew Adams should be back. He should be in the rotation there for a Saturday, Sunday job. You'll have a guy like Chandler Best in the Adam, Colby Allen, another guy, and then obviously Cross Sibley. All of those players have a chance to become that starting rotation. And then all these arms behind him who are consistently going to keep it getting better. I think there's a lot to look forward to from the pitching side of things for Southern Miss baseball in 2025. And not to mention all of the power they have back. I mean, you think about Davis Gillespie, Carson Pato, Nick Monastir, Ozzie Pratt. We don't know about Dalton McIntyre, but maybe so. Then these transfers they've added. Oh, man. Next year could be the year.
The future is bright. And when you look at this is the difference in a program like Southern Miss where you've heard this phrase before, they don't rebuild.
They reload.
Yeah, they reload. And with all due respect, certainly to Nico Mazza, I don't think the pitching staff has enough talent to fill in.
Yeah,
you know,
and I think that's an incredible thing. And it's the same with losing Tanner Hall last season. Like, Tanner Hall was one of the best players to ever pitch at Southern Miss. And I was like, no, we got Billy Oldham. You know, no, we got Nico Mazza, and they were fine.
And look, what people sometimes get their feathers ruffled about. Look, with the game of baseball, it starts and ends with pitching.
It does.
Very much like the quarterback position in football. If you don't have pitchers that can get people out, you're in for a long season, and I don't care how many guys can hit it over the wall. All right, I can take that guy out of the lineup. What I mean as the opposing manager, I can walk that guy. Mm-hmm. He's not going to hit a home run against me. But if you don't have pitchers, and that's why the Verlanders of the world and some of these guys are making all this big money. They only work once every 5 or 6 days, right?
That's true.
But that's why they make the big money, is because pitching is so important. But we'll see what Dalton McIntyre decides to do. But again, the Eagles, I think, anticipated that he was going to be drafted by some of the precautionary measures they took to fill in those spots.
And again, I would just say, I think if it was any other team, he'd probably be back. But since it's the Braves, I just think that adds another element into his decision-making, just because, as we heard Nico Mazza say, that's the team he's rooted for.
Yeah, well, it's just good. It's exciting for these young men in their lives, and we wish them the best of luck. And we're going to continue to follow them, and they're not going to forget, you know, where they came from, and maybe we'll get them on the Eagle Hour next year's All-Star break. Now, the National Football League training camps are getting ready to get underway. Of course, we'll be hearing, you know, later this week from Patrick McGee from NOLA.com as the Saints get ready to go. It becomes in focus now, the National Football League, as these training camps begin to get together. CBS Sports has put together their list of the top quarterbacks in the league. They put out their top tier, their second tier, and the best of the rest. All right, so in the top tier, three quarterbacks. And I think even the least schooled NFL fan would include Patrick Mahomes in that top tier based on the Super Bowl rings and the way the NFL stacks it so that Kansas City wins. Okay, so, yeah, I'm not bitter. So Mahomes is in that group. Who would be the other two? Michael's not in this discussion because he's a Bears fan and they haven't had a quarterback since Sid Luckman. Or Jim McMahon.
Yeah, I was going to say, at least give us Jim McMahon.
Yeah, Jim McMahon. All right, so Dima, who would you put in that top three? Michael, who would you put in the top three besides Mahomes? Who were the other two? Now remember,
Josh Allen?
Yes, with the Buffalo Bills. He's one of them. Well, who would you think would be the third one, Michael? Now remember, I'm a Burrow fan, so why would I ask this question?
Well, I'm assuming it's not Burrow.
Yeah.
Why would you assume it's not Burrow?
Because I feel like you're only bringing this up because you're mad it's not Burrow.
Well, it isn't Burrow.
Yeah, but the only other thing I could think would be Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think.
And that's right.
Oh, there you go.
Why am I the only one surprised that Lamar Jackson would be in that top tier?
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, it's really based on fantasy too, I think, a lot. I mean, I had him on my fantasy team.
Because he runs a lot?
He runs, and that's a big deal.
Okay, so according to CBS Sports, Mahomes number one, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson are the other two, what they would deem as top-tier quarterbacks. Second tier, and I'm going to go ahead and tell you, Joe Burrow would be the captain of the second tier.
Okay.
All right, there's two other quarterbacks in that second tier, and this is all NFL quarterbacks, not just the AFC, which most of the power quarterbacks are in the AFC, but who would be the other two quarterbacks, according to CBS Sports, that would be in that second tier? Anyone? Anyone?
Tua Tagovailoa?
Bueller?
Tua Tagovailoa?
No, good guess.
Okay.
He's not even in the best of the rest.
Wow. Well,
and it's not Justin Fields, Michael.
I was going to say, see, I like Justin Fields.
I do, too.
I don't know what the
I love
issue
Justin
was.
Fields. Yeah, personally.
No, I like Fields, too.
He needs to find just the right program and offense to work.
Let me guess, since we say Justin Fields, C.J. Stroud.
Yes.
Yeah.
C.J. Stroud of the Texans.
There you go.
Is
I have no idea the third one.
Listed as the second tier, as one of the second tier quarterbacks. You guys ready for the third one?
I have no idea.
And Michael's going to really hate it.
Then I know.
Okay, tell
me,
Michael.
Is this the Green Bay Packers?
Yes, Jordan Love of the Green Bay Packers.
That's surprising.
Why?
They have him over.
Because it's the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, I guess so.
You really think that has something to do with it?
Yep.
But
legacy. But it doesn't matter who
they put in there. I feel like Justin Herbert is better than him.
Well, the second-tier quarterbacks, Burrow, C.J. Stroud, and Jordan Love. We're going to tell you who the best of the rest are coming back, plus tell you who are some of the great guests that we've got booked for the rest of the week. Bob Getty will be out for the rest of the week. He'll be back on Monday. And then we're headed to Media Day for the Sunbelt Conference on Tuesday and Wednesday. Just because school's not in session doesn't mean there aren't things going down, and we'll be on top of it for you here on the Eagle Hour, back after these commercial messages.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
The best way to begin your trip to campus at Southern Miss is by stopping by Mobay Beignet Company at 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. They don't even make the beignets until you order them. Can't get any more fresh than that. And of course, you get your powdered sugar and your choice of dipping sauces with different flavors that are rotated based on the seasons. Favorite place for students to study as well. Mobay Beignet Company. And a shout out to the official dealer of the Eagle Hour, Genesis of Hattiesburg. The Genesis sedans and SUVs are the finest luxury vehicles on the road today. You can visit their all-new Genesis showroom on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Beautiful glass building. Well, I'd like to know what they spend in Windex on that place every week, because
probably gets pretty hot in there.
What's that? Good thing it faces north.
And I'm sure
if it was where our studios were, it'd be, well, like it is here in our studio.
And don't you think that certainly was part of it?
Yeah, probably.
The way that they designed it. But thanks to Genesis of Hattiesburg for their support of the show. All right, the best of the rest. Now, with the NFL quarterbacks. Now, Dima Mixon, you mentioned Justin Herbert, so I'm going to give you him.
Oh, he's in there?
Yeah, he's in the best of the rest. But there are three others, according to CBS, that were included in the best of the rest. Anyone? And earlier today, in a production meeting, you mentioned one of the other guys.
Jared Goff.
No. Jalen Hurts. You mentioned Jalen Hurts.
Okay. Well, all right, that's an obvious one.
All right, so you got the two JHs, Jalen Hurts and Justin Herbert. So who are the other two?
There's two more?
Two more in the best of the rest.
Not Jared Goff.
No.
Okay.
All right, the top tier again was Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, and Josh Allen. Second tier, Joe Burrow, C.J. Stroud, and Jordan Love, who I think is probably going to be one of those picks in fantasy this year that people are going to jump on for some reason. All right. Then the best of the rest, according to CBS Sports, Justin Herbert, Jalen Hurts, and who else?
Aaron Rodgers?
No.
I guess he's not, really.
You talked about one in the commercial break.
Dak Prescott?
Yes.
Okay.
Dak Prescott is one of the best of the rest.
I have no clue.
And the last one.
Kyler Murray.
No. Oh. That's what I would have thought, too. But if I give you a clue that this quarterback set all kinds of records at Iowa State University.
Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy is in the best of the rest.
I mean, he did take the 49ers to the Super Bowl last year. So
I guess so, but I mean, I would think you need a little bit more of a track record, wouldn't you, before you'd be listed as one of the best of the rest? I mean,
over some other players are on there.
Only, say, so. But alas and alack, Saints fans, Derek Carr, nowhere in there.
Rip.
And who's quarterback in the Browns now? Baker Mayfield.
Yeah. Is he?
Wouldn't you think that Baker Mayfield would be in the – I don't know.
I would have put Tua Tagovailoa in there over.
You guessed him. Yeah, you guessed him early
Brock
on.
Purdy. So probably over Jordan Love too.
Anyway, it's going to be an interesting season, and as we get closer to the football season, people begin their fantasy football drafts. I know I'm commissioner of two or three leagues, and I always try to set up the drafts as late as possible. The latest fantasy draft this year is actually 2 days before the season starts. The regular season starts, so that if teams make their cuts or if people get injured, you're not drafting people that. Aren't even going
to
play. So that's the reason we do that. All right, coming up on the show later on this week, tomorrow, Sam Sklar is going to be joining us. Sam Sklar is the beat writer for Southern Miss and the Hattiesburg American. He's going to be talking about some of the payoffs that Southern Miss will be getting for their money games this year. And not only will Southern Miss be getting checks, they're also going to have to write some checks. Teams coming to the Rock. So Sam Sklar will join us. And then on Friday, Deke and Jordan Adams. Deke Adams was a defensive tackle at Southern Miss out of Meridian High School, which I don't know if you guys have seen the new turf at Meridian High. It's blue, like Boise State.
Yeah, where'd they get that idea from?
Actually, it was, I think, patented or something by Boise State. They had to get permission. Meridian High School had to
probably pay a fee.
Probably,
I imagine. Yeah.
Probably.
Or speaking of writing checks.
But I remember when Boise State first put that turf down, animal activists, true story, animal activists were upset because ducks were dive bombing the field thinking
it was water.
That's wild.
Yeah, so I don't know. Deke Adams was a defensive tackle at Meridian and then played at Southern Miss. And now on the coaching staff, Coach Pittman at Arkansas. And his wife was Alexis Hall, who played basketball at Southern Miss in the Metro Conference. And their son, Jordan, now is with the California Angels, what I call the California Angels. And
Los Angeles, yeah.
They're
the Los Angeles Angels.
They are, yeah. Okay, because they've been called the California Angels, the Angels of the L.A. Angels of Anaheim.
Yeah.
And now it's just the L.A. Angels.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to have them both on tomorrow.
Can you imagine being at a Boise State game? The game is happening. You're drinking your Coke, eating your peanuts, and you just see a duck diving into the middle of the 50-yard line.
Well, if ducks,
imagine that.
If ducks are dive bombing the field, they're also letting some other things loose that you're probably not going to want to be around during a game. But yeah, the Meridian, the famed Ray Stadium in Meridian now has a bright blue turf. That the Wildcats will use as their home field this coming high school football season, which that's right around the corner. And when the football season begins, we'll be getting updates every Friday on some of the key high school games of the week. So a lot to look forward to here on the Eagle Hour, much to talk about. And, of course, then, as we mentioned, Media Day next Tuesday and Wednesday in New Orleans, and we'll be there to cover all of that for you. Thanks for joining us today, either online or on the SuperTalk Mississippi network of stations. I'm Kelly Sander for Dima Mixon and producer engineer Michael Mergens. Until we talk to you tomorrow at 1 o'clock, Southern Miss
to the top. Slipping into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
A SuperTalk Mississippi Media Production.